Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of A Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons. We are working with the Course in Miracles, Part 1. This is the lesson number 2 we'll be talking about today. And I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. So if you've read the introduction and you followed along with us on lesson 1 yesterday or whenever you did hear that, then we'll, from this point on, just kind of go ahead and jump right into our lesson. But each day before we do, we would like to come to center and be present with each other. And so let's join together for that moment of silence right now. Let's take a good deep breath. I have given everything I see in this room, on this street, from this window, in this place, all the meaning that it has for me.
The exercises with this idea are the same as those for the first one. Begin with the things that are near you and apply the idea to whatever your glance rests upon. Then increase the range outward. Turn your head so that you include whatever is to either side. If possible, turn around and apply the idea to what was behind you. Remain as indiscriminate as possible in selecting subjects for its application. Do not concentrate on anything in particular and do not attempt to include everything in an area or you will introduce strain. Merely glance easily and fairly quickly around you, trying to avoid selection by size, brightness, color, material, or relative importance to you.
Take the subject simply as you see them. Try to apply the exercise with equal ease to a body or a button, a fly or a floor, an arm or an apple. The sole criterion for applying the idea to anything is merely that your eyes have lighted on it. Make no attempt to include anything particular, but be sure that nothing is specifically excluded.
I have given everything I see in this room, on this street, from this window, in this place, all the meaning it has for me.
And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence as we consider this lesson, and we'll have a little discussion about it afterwards. Let's take a good deep breath again. As you no doubt have noted, you know, these lessons are quite radical. If you're just beginning with A Course in Miracles and you haven't studied the textbook or you found the textbook challenging, I often recommend that people begin with the lessons and just let them work with you. As he tells us in the introduction, you don't have to agree with them. You don't have to believe them. He's just asking you not to resist them and to just do them, whether you agree with them or believe them or not. And in this lesson, we're saying, I have given everything I see in this room all the meaning that it has for me. And yesterday, our lesson simply said, nothing I see means anything. So what we're really approaching to or to discuss here today with these two lessons, just to unpack it a little bit, we're not going to go too deep. As we journey along, we'll keep circling back and bringing forth other information for you. Hopefully, this will help you a little bit. But we did talk yesterday about the split mind, if you will. We talked about the ego self, and we referred to the higher self, you know, your true self, if you will. And so the mind is like, it's bifurcated. It's like split in two. And that I spent all of my life, literally almost all of my life before I found this language, this course, not realizing that I was listening to a particular thought system and I was immersed in a thought system, kind of like a fish in water. You know, if you'd asked me what water was, I wouldn't have been able to tell you, right? Because I was immersed in it. And so that's how I found this to help me, was it helped me to see beyond what I was capable of seeing before I found this work. So given that the mind is split, okay, that we have the ego self, which is really the mind of fear that we've kind of made up, but let's just leave it at the mind of fear for now. And then we have, and that's the thought system, the thoughts of our mind that we listen to most often, almost nonstop. And the other side, if you will, of the mind, we could refer to as the intuitive self, just for talking purposes, because we all know that we kind of have an intuitive self. And once in a while, we'll hear that voice remind us to do something or to catch us, so remind us to do something unexpected. But then later we find out, that's why we needed to do what it was recommending for us to do. It really is kind of like a friend, a beautiful friend, a comforter, if you will. So given that we are almost always, until we find this teaching, vested, if you will, committed to the thinking of our own thoughts, the thoughts of the ego self, we really don't realize that there is another way of seeing things. In other words, we can see them from a completely different perception or perspective, if you will. So these first two lessons are companion lessons because first we're saying, look, I, the ego, speaking as the ego, am giving everything all the meaning that it has. And the second lesson is saying, I'm giving everything all the meaning that it has for me. In other words, everything I'm seeing has no meaning, at least as far as the ego is concerned, if you will, we don't really understand what its true meaning is. So eventually, as we continue with the lessons, we will be able to see things from a new perspective, a new perception. But first, we must see that as far as the ego mind is concerned, seeing everything from the voice of fear, if you will, the mind of fear and judgment, from a separated perspective, that we really have no real idea. A Course is said to say, A Course in Miracles and the purpose of the Course is to remove the obstacles to the awareness of the presence of love. So if we're not seeing love in everything we see, then we're seeing it in error. So let's first begin to understand that, number one, we do not understand what anything means if we think it's something other than love. And number two, whatever meaning we've given it, mutually agreed upon definitions, if you will, between us and our brothers and sisters, our families, our teachers, our society, our world, then we can say, well, I'm the one who's giving it all the meaning that it has for me. So if I recognize that, I can also, guess what, begin to withhold my idea of what everything is for. So these two lessons are companion lessons, and we'll just leave it at that for today, but don't let it strain you. Don't feel, tested or, any pressure to just consider this idea several times as he's asked us to do today in these lessons, and we'll just leave it at that. So if I'm giving everything I see in this room all the meaning that it has, do you have any, what does that mean for you? Reverend A.
So when I'm doing these lessons, my first pass at them tend to be in a room that is familiar to me. If I'm at home, is kind of my spot, my area. And of course, I surround it in things that are meaningful to me, mm-hmm. right? Absolutely. And so I look around the room, and at first it can seem like a slap, that the things that my eyes gaze upon don't mean anything. Nothing I see in this room means anything. Well, of course it means something. My wedding picture means something. The picture of my parents means something. The little tchotchke I have from my mom who has recently transitioned means something. My cat means something. My body means something. What do you mean it doesn't mean anything, right? So for me, most of the things that are in my room do seem to represent things that are important to me, things that I value, and things that I love. And then to go to the next lesson, which says, but I have given everything I see in this room the meaning that it has for me. Well, that does make sense. It's because guests, when they come into the room, will look at what is around in my home and they'll go, oh, well, this must mean something to Claudia. Mm-hmm. I wonder what it is, because it wouldn't mean anything to them, And So I just like view these first two lessons as like this consideration of taking the eraser with the whiteboard of how I've drawn everything in and not only given it meaning, but a value and all of that. And that I'm just considering to set that aside. And that can feel, you know, challenging. And yet, having done these lessons many times, I also know how important it is because, you know, it begins to go beyond, okay, my room of comfort where the things I care about are out into the world. And it does say to do the exercises in different settings, you know, so you could be doing the very same thing in the grocery store or sitting in the parking lot or in the woods. And it's interesting to do it in different settings.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, one of my favorite places to do it is there is a popular restaurant that is distributed pretty much across, you know, the country, and it's called Cracker Barrel.
Oh, I should have guessed.
You should have guessed, right? And when you go in there, on the wall, they have pictures of people. Uh-huh. And you can see that these pictures must be 60, 70, 80, even maybe 100 years old. Right. And you look at them and what do they mean to you? Well, nothing really, because you don't know that person. You know, that person's long gone, so to speak. But at some time, that picture most likely was very meaningful to somebody. Mm-hmm. And if you look in the overhead, they have tools that people used to use in gardening and, you know, farming, and just people use, you know, when they were self-supporting out in the rural parts of our country. And I don't even know what some of those things are for. You know, I can tell that they were some kind of tool, but they were, who knows what they, you know, would really be used for or what they would have as a meaning to someone else. And so here we are in this space and we can look around and we say, oh, I wonder what that meant to somebody. So we can be removed from things, but whatever we're dealing with in our local environment, if you will, in our room, in our space, we've attracted that. Or it represents something that has meaning to us. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit more difficult. So I like to practice these lessons, especially these first two lessons, when I go to the Cracker Barrel, right, to get breakfast or whatever.
Are you trying to get us to go to Cracker Barrel today?
Go to Cracker Barrel today and try this out. Yeah. So there you go. So it's interesting to see how things do change and the meaning that they have for us over time. Yeah. Individually and collectively.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, going back to the introduction, the point is to apply it to everything, but not to strain, but whatever our eyes happen to glance upon. So it becomes kind of a fun exercise to kind of take a little sip of it, you know, in throughout your day. Not to be crazy about it, but just to take a little sip, visit it.
Make a little game out of it.
And then let it go.
Yeah, make a little game out of it. And I have come to know, if nothing else, that spirit is very lighthearted. This is not a serious, this is not, you know, some people do get very serious about their spiritual practice. But this is, you know, is really about being lighthearted and not putting any pressure on yourself whatsoever and to make a game out of it and to get someone else, if you have an accountability partner, so to speak, someone else in that's close to you. That is participating with you in A Course in Miracles. And we encourage you to find somebody to go through the course with, because it's good to be in relationship with other people in A Course in Miracles. It helps us to understand it. But to make a game out of it and practice it with somebody else as well.
And I would say just trust the process.
Absolutely.
It's like you might be thinking, well, this isn't helping me in any way, but it builds.
Just do it. Just do it. And don't be hard on yourself and don't be too serious. Just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Nothing I see.
Well, we're on our way to Cracker Barrel, so.
I have given everything I see at Cracker Barrel all the meaning that it has for me. And so it is. God bless you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for hanging out with us. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send